Eita, 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 hola, mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, kwazwai, 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 muri Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. If you're joining in right now, you are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2020. Muri Zimbabwe, mtswakazo muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Once again, Ontanga, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on coronavirus, how it is affecting the nation, and we also look to touch on other issues that are affecting the youth of the nation. But we're going to give you a little more details. Unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, Tine Urombo, we apologize. We're not able to give you this program live as per usual. Due to coronavirus, we're all working from home. Muria Zimbabwe, Dizzo Zurkitika, Pamsana Pesachore, Chicha Coronavirus, Tine Urombo, Zechokwadi, Amkwanis Opinam Chirongwa, Chisema Zua, Ose, Neguti, Tirkushanda, Tirkuzimba, Zedu. Due to that, Muria Zimbabwe, this discussion, this program is not live. Asi tichiri pano muri Zimbabwe, we're here pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. So as I mentioned early on, tonight on The Connection, we're continuing the conversation on coronavirus. Siqhubekela phambili sikhangela phela umkhuhlane we coronavirus lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Joining us is going to be our medical expert, epidemiologist Achido Dzivachikwari, who will update us on what exactly is happening in Zimbabwe that is all COVID-related. We also look to touch on the planned protest of the 31st of July. This is a discussion that we've had over the past 2 weeks at Shangachian Ramberi. We're going to be continuing with this discussion. However, tonight on The Connection, we're not just focusing on the protest, but we're focusing on some of the issues that are triggering people to want to go protest, the issue of corruption. How is corruption affecting Zimbabwean youth? That's the discussion that we're going to be tackling tonight. First up, coronavirus. Let us take care of the health segment. According to Johns Hopkins University, over 14,700,000 people worldwide have contracted coronavirus. Over 610,000 people have died due to coronavirus. And as we speak, over 8,300,000 people have recovered from umkhuhlane from coronavirus. According to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, and for those that are going to be watching our Facebook Live, the tweet is available on the broadcast. It is right here to my left of the broadcast. As we speak, over 1,700 people have tested positive for coronavirus in Zimbabwe, 26 are dead, and 472 recovered. I repeat, over 1,700 have tested positive for coronavirus, 26 dead, and 472 have recovered. Now, the amount of tests, the amount of people that have been tested for coronavirus in Zimbabwe, as we speak, over 100,000 tests have been conducted in Zimbabwe, 61,351 RDT tests, and 41,940 PCR tests. Now, if you remember anything from some of the broadcasts that we had, some of the interviews that we've had with medical experts, such as Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, they were all hoping that the country would start emphasizing on PCR tests, which seems to be the case. Now, before we delve deeper into our conversation, let us head over to Abalaleli Bethu, to our listeners, to hear what exactly their thoughts are on coronavirus in Zimbabwe. And then we're going to head over to our medical expert, Chido Dzivachikwari. Let's head over to the listeners first.
Sanibonani basakazi kwa Studio 7. Corona isisivalele into eziningi. Kanti singilomfana lapha kade sebenza. Umfana lo walahla le number zakibo enkayi esigabeni sokuthiwa kuseqeda emaqeda kuward 1. Uyise ngukholwani Ncube. So lo mfana kathi sitabuyele kibo sokunzima ngoba le number ze phone ikalazo zokuthi abafonele. Ngicela ukuthi maya ngabe lalela umzali wakhe ukholwani Ncube osemaqeda enkayi kuward 1 ngicela ukuthi bamfonele kule number ku 0787307566.
Ngiyalibingelela abasakazi be-Studio 7, ngibingelele kunye labalaleli jikelele. Mina uhlupho lwami lunye lapha. Ngikhangele ama-figures awa-announce nguhulumende ezibhedlela eku-admitheni abadala labantwana. Ukuthi kambe ngauhlupho lolukhona ngo-COVID-19 lokhona la ngokuswelakala komsebenzi wokukhona, if isibhedlela ukuthi si-admit umuntu simkhombe umbheda, sizacharge 15,000. Which is 3,000 plus or minus rands. Sisukela lapha isibhedlela sikucharge 5,000 pond, which is over 1,000 rands. Usuke lapho uyethenga umuthi ngaphandle ukuthi uzobhedlelwa lapha umbuzokwelatshwa usesibhedlela. Kambe lo kungabe nguhulumende owabantu yini, uhulumende ongiyojonge ulalela uhlupho lwabantu na? Siya kunanzelela ukuthi abantu abasebenzayo balutshwana.
All right, you just heard there from our VOA Studio 7 listeners who are giving their input on coronavirus in Zimbabwe. We heard the first caller there who was talking about how he knows someone who has been affected by coronavirus, not health-wise, however, coronavirus has affected people's travels and the way that people communicate. He highlights how this person is trying to get a hold of his family, and he was looking to return home. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, he could not travel. The second person there was talking about the expenses that are coming with the medical side of coronavirus, whereby if some people have contracted coronavirus and are looking to be, to seek medical attention and medical help, he's saying it is just merely too expensive. This is something that we're also going to delve deeper into with Chido Dzivachkwari, our medical expert. But you know what? Without wasting time, let us head over to the interview that we had with Chido Dzivachkwari, who tells us more about how coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwe and what's happening.
I think they were somewhat anticipated when we saw what was happening in China and Europe and the US. We sort of had an idea of what was coming. And then it sort of took a really long time for our numbers to spike. And there were models that were predicted and people were not believing in the models. And of course, models have errors and stuff. But now that, we're starting to see a rise in numbers, it's like, okay, the time that we have sort of been waiting for is coming. And I'm saying waiting for, not that it's a good thing, but it's something that we had sort of anticipated over time. And now we're kind of in a state of, oh my goodness, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, we've been on lockdown since. The lockdown has not changed. It's been extended lockdown period for a while. Same restrictions. Do you think that it is about time that Zimbabwe now starts implementing stricter conditions on the lockdown?
I think we need to understand why we do lockdowns. And I know we've been in some sort of lockdown for the last few weeks or almost a month now, but it depends on how you define lockdown. I think people had sort of become more relaxed. People were going about their day-to-day lives. People were traveling, visiting friends, some people even having parties. And, the question that you're asking, should we go into a more stricter lockdown? I think we need to understand primarily why we have lockdowns. And then once we understand why, that can help us make those lockdowns more effective. So if a lockdown is effective, it helps us buy time. So when we started off, we were looking at getting our hospitals equipped, looking at getting more PPE. And then that's what we do with the time. But like I said, it's delaying the inevitable. Once you open up a lockdown, it's likely that we will have a spike in cases. And while a lot of people are advocating for another lockdown, I think we need to be cognizant of the negative effects of a lockdown. So, a lot of people are talking about what it does to the economy. A lot of people have been talking about what it does for people living with HIV who may struggle to get their medication. We do have cases of malnutrition in some parts of the country. And if we stop people from working or accessing sort of other services, then that can put us at greater risk of side effects. So, those are things to keep in mind. And then, like I said before, a lockdown doesn't work on its own. So once we've locked down, this is allowing us time to do other things. But we also need to be careful of the fact that we need to continue testing those that test positive. We need to trace all their contacts, and among all the positives, among the ones that we've tested, we need to isolate them to stop the spread even further. And so all these things need to be put in place for a lockdown to be effective. And before we move into a lockdown, we need to be cognizant of why we are doing it.
Mm-hmm. But now you mentioned that we've been on some form of lockdown for the past almost a month now. Mm-hmm. Has it been productive? I know we've had a conversation about lockdowns. Even now, you just mentioned it, where you said a lockdown is so that you prepare yourself better to handle it. Mm-hmm. But now we've been on lockdown for almost a month now. Have we been preparing properly to handle it?
I think there have been significant gaps in our preparation. I think when we started off, there was a lot of momentum. You know, we saw hospitals were getting prepared. We saw quarantine facilities. We saw people donating things. But I think over time, we've become somewhat complacent. One of the things that you might ask me later on is Bulawayo, for example, where at the moment, as far as I know, there isn't actually an isolation facility, but we've had so much time. And so there's a lot of gaps. I think some things were done and I think some steps were made, but I don't think we are where we need to be, because at the moment, as you're aware, there's a nurses and a doctor strike ongoing, which means that most of our healthcare facilities are not working, and some of the grievances of the nurses and the doctors are adequate PPE.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, Zimbabwe has had a lot of cases that are starting to grow within the country that are not, you know, coming from outside of the country. And now we're now starting to come to terms with this new term, hotspots. Mm-hmm. Cities like Bulawayo have experienced some days whereby cases would skyrocket, and in a day they'd register like 200 people. Can we now start looking at cities like Bulawayo as hotspots?
I think, you know, in previous interviews that we've had, I did mention that there are some areas that are densely populated, which make it more conducive for the virus to spread, because people live in quite small spaces, and that is conducive for the virus to spread. And Bulawayo, like you said, we've seen quite a number of increase in cases. And I think when the president gave a speech a few days ago, he did say that we would sort of target areas that are, like you say, hotspots, like Harare and Bulawayo. So yes, it is anticipated. Bulawayo, like Harare, is densely populated. I think we can classify it as a hotspot, but I think moving further than that, Bulawayo is quite large. A city has got, you know, so many different suburbs, so many different communities, and with more granular data, we could actually zone in further and say these are the areas that we need to target. So, for example, in Bulawayo, it may be that Kumula, Onketa, or Chabalala are the areas that we've seen a rise in cases. And so if we are to ramp up testing or contact tracing, or to do, like we mentioned before, community testing of sort of blanketing everybody, we could do that, but at a more granular level rather than just say Bulawayo as a city, because Bulawayo is really, really large. Right. But yes, because of the rise in cases and because there's quite a number of cases of community transmission in Bulawayo, we could classify it as a hotspot.
So now, a little advice for the people here. How are people, if let's say I am a resident of Bulawayo, mm-hmm. of course, you did mention that at some stage and point, we need to zone in and know which areas, of course, are the hotspots. But if I'm a resident of Bulawayo, what is the best way to now conduct myself, seeing as though they're now people that live in hotspots?
Okay, so I think one of the things is, our messaging hasn't changed since the start of the pandemic. I think when we started, like you said, we started off with pretty stringent or strict lockdowns, and we said, stay home, everybody stay home. Over time, and even then, we knew that staying home is not practical for a lot of people. People have to go to work, people have to make a living. And so what can you do if you then have to go outside, and how do you carry yourself? And the things that we have introduced nationally are, for example, wear a mask every time you leave the house. And when I say wear a mask, wear it properly. We see a lot of people wearing their masks around their chin, or wearing it just covering their mouth and not the nose. So if you are, you know, wearing a mask, wear it properly, and wear it at all times. I've seen a lot of people who, when you now start talking, you then take off the mask so that the person that you're talking to can hear you. But that's exactly the time that you should be wearing the mask properly. If you do go outside, practice social distancing. Make sure you stay at least a meter apart from the next person. And the other thing that I think we're not very good at, and we need to improve on, is washing our hands, proper hand hygiene. So wash your hands with soap and water. If you don't have access to soap and water but have access to hand sanitizer, then wash your hands with hand sanitizer. And I think those are the really, really, really important things that we need to keep sight of. We've seen a lot of, you know, cases in workspaces. And even if you are going to work, I think you have to remember to maintain these sort of three key things.
Okay. Right. So more. Tukona zviri kuitika munyika muzvare dziva chikwara nemaondere nyu mungati yasvika here panguva yekuti tochiongorora zvakare chirongwa chelockdown.
Nyaya yelockdown inyaya inonetsa nekuti inobata zvinhu zvakawanda. Kana tichiti tiri kuda kudzokera mulockdown, tinofanirwa kunzwisisa kuti nei tiri kudzokera mulockdown. Lockdown yachona, kana tichiti handei mulockdown, tinenge tichida kuti chii chiitike. So pakudecida kuti tienda mulockdown here kana kuti tisaende kulockdown, chinangwa chelockdown ndechekuti chii. Hongu macases awanda muno muZimbabwe, but tikaenda mulockdown machona macases achadzokera kumashure nei. Tinofanirwa kunge tichimeka sure kuti vese vanokwanisa kunge vanacho chitachiona vanenge vatestwa. Vese vanenge vatestwa, vanhu vavanenge vakasangana navo vanofanirwa kunge vatestwawo. Zvinhu izvozvo zvinotibatsira kuti vhairasi yacho isarambe ichispreada macommunities medu. Uyezve tikaenda mulockdown, tinofanirwa kunzwisisa kuti mulockdown machona tinogona kusangana nezvinhu zvakawanda kwanda. Vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema kuti mukatidzosera mulockdown, chikafu chaicho mumba hatina chikafu. Kune vamwe vanorarama neutachiona unoda kuti varambe vachiwana mushonga sevaya vanorarama neutachiona HIV. Lockdown chinhu chatakaona kuti chinovakanganisa pakutora mishonga yavo. Saka kana tichienda mulockdown, tinofanirwa kunzwisisa kuti zvii zvinhu zvatinofanirwa kuti tiite kuti lockdown ive ichitibatsira nedambudziko ratasangana naro. Nekuti kungoti tiende mulockdown tisina kunzwisisa kana tisina kuisa zvinhu in place zvinotibatsira, lockdown yacho inogona kusashanda zvachose.
Saka muri kune maonero enyu kusvikira nguva yekuti zvese zvaimplementwa lockdown haibatsiri?
Lockdown inogona kutibatsira, but kana tichienda mulockdown tinofanirwa kunge tine chinangwa chatinacho. So kana izvezvi tikati ngativharei torega kuita anything, tinogona kutowana kuti mune ramangwana tinogona kunge tapinda mune matambudziko akatowanda kudarika atiri pari zvino. So hongu lockdown chinhu chakanaka, asi lockdown haishande iri yoga.
Tochitarisa zviri kuitika mumadhorobha akafanana neBulawayo neHarare. Last week takaona takanzwa mutungamiriro wenyika vachiti Bulawayo neHarare vakatarisira kuti vachange vachiimplementa mastricter levels, vachinyatsoongorora kuti madhorobha mu zvakamira sei, nekuti tikuona kuti pane mazuva pavanoregista macases anodarika 200 pazuva. Mungati madhorobha aya ave mahotspots here?
Hongu tinokwanisa kuti madhorobha aya mahotspots, nekuti atinenge tichiti mahotspots maarea aya anowanikwa kunzi ane macases akawanda. Izvi zvinhuwo zvatanga takatarisira, because kana takatarisa utachiona wecoronavirus, utachiona hunotransmitwa kubva muvanhu kubva pandiri kuenda kune munhu ari panext neni. Maareas akaita seHarare neBulawayo maareas ekuti anowanikwa vanhu vakawanda vachigara panzvimbo imwe chete. Zvasiyana nekumaruwa kwekuti, you know, imwe imba inenge iri panapa, imwe imba iri nechekumiruko. So yes, Bulawayo tinogona kuiclassify kuti hotspot, asi chatofanira kunzwisisa is Bulawayo yachona ikuru pache zvayo. Within Bulawayo tinamwe masababa, kuna ana Nkulumane, ana Nketa, ana Pelandaba. Those are my areas atinga toita further zone in. Tokwanisa kutarisa kuti pama areas esari muBulawayo ndapo ma areas ane macases akawanda. Tikaona macases iwayo ndo maareas iwayo ndo maareas atingaite iyo yatinotaura inonzi community testing, yekuti tenge takuenda kunzvimbo iyoyo tichiona kuti munzvimbo inoyo tichikwanisa kutesta vanhu vese here, kana kuti tinokwanisa kutesta vaya vanenge varwara here muarea inoyo, because tikaitarisa iri yega Bulawayo ichiri kurusisa.
Saka zvino kana ndiri munhu anogara muBulawayo kana muHarare, ave kunzi mahotspots, ndofanira kuzvibata sei? nokuti vamwe vakutanga kutya kuti kana ndichigara muBulawayo handichaziva kuti ndodii nekuti zvakunzi korona ndikangobuda panze yakangondimirira iripo ipapo saka muri wozvibata sei
zvinhu zvatagara tichitaura maererano necovid-19 hazvina kuchinja patakatanga takatanga tichiita iwaya anonzi malockdown ari quite strict tichiti munhu wese ngaagare kumba kana uri munhu anokwanisa kugara kumba kana uri munhu anokwanisa kushanda ari kumba ndo zvinhu zvatinokurudzira pekutanga kana usingakwanise izvezvi munyika munomu takapiwa mutemo wekuti munhu wese anobuda panze anofanira kunge akapfeka mask chinhu chimwe chete futi chatinokurudzira pese paunobuda panze unofanira kunge wakapfeka mask ende kana wakapfeka mask iyoyo hakusi kunzi ipfeke iri muuromo but inofanirwa kumeka sure kuti yakavhara muromo zvese nemhino because kana uchitaura uchibva wabvisa mask yachona ndonguva yekuti utachiona unogona kutotapurira kubva pane munhu wauri kutaura naye kuuya kwauri pamusoro peizvozvo tinokurudzira kuti mupractice iyo inonzi social distancing kana mabuda muchifamba kwamunenge muchifamba unofanira kumeka sure kuti pakati pako iwewo nemunhu ari panext newe munomaintaina at least 1 meter distance pamusoro peizvozvo tinokurudzira kuti muve muchigeza maoko nemvura nesipo kana pasina mvura nesipo kana muchiwana uyo masanitizer munofanira kushandisa masanitizer regularly so kune vamwe vanotaura vanoti maybe every 20 to 40 minutes unofanira kunge uchigeza maoko nesipo izvi ndo zvinhu zvinotibatsira kudzivirira kutapurirana kwecoronavirus
All right. Now let's wrap up our conversation here Chido earlier on you touched on the burden that coronavirus seems to be having on Zimbabwe when we were touching on the lockdown you were talking about other services that are being affected we see here in America, the medical facilities were stretched down to the max. South Africa is the same. What kind of effect is COVID having on Zimbabwe's medical facilities?
Okay, so to start off with, I think one of the things that we need to be cognizant of again is that not everybody who gets infected by the virus will develop severe symptoms that warrant them getting into hospital. I think based on the data that we know right now is that we don't actually have that many cases that are, you know, symptomatic and requiring hospital admissions. And so in that front, we are slightly different at the moment to what was seen in South Africa, for example, or the US or in Europe. But I think one of the things that COVID-19 has highlighted is sort of the shortcomings in our healthcare systems. Our healthcare system has been struggling for several years now, including, you know, drug shortages. We've had doctors and nurses on and off strike for, I think, the better part of at least 2 years. And some of the things that they've been striking about are better remuneration and having personal protective equipment. And I think COVID-19 has sort of made some of these gaps in our system more glaring. So while we may not have admissions for COVID-19, I think our healthcare system is struggling and this pandemic has made these, you know, issues more glaring. Should our cases rise and should there be need for, you know, further hospitalization of COVID-19 cases, I think we are in big trouble and we need to act soon.
Which leads to my last question. You touched on it briefly right now, saying that not many cases in Zimbabwe are symptomatic. Mm-hmm. And so we hear a lot of medical experts saying, we need more testing, we need more testing. Some are saying it's a good thing that we're registering so many cases because it means there's more testing. Now, as an ordinary citizen, how am I supposed to register all these things when I'm, let's say, for example, in Bulawayo and I hear there's 200 more cases today of coronavirus. However, you touched on something saying some of them might not even be symptomatic. So how am I supposed to process all this data that's being given to people in these large numbers to say that there's 1,500 people that have coronavirus in the country? How is the ordinary citizen supposed to process this data? What does it mean to them?
I think as an ordinary citizen, you have to remain vigilant. I think one thing that the data has shown us thus far is that COVID-19 is among us. We do have community transmission, which means that anybody that you meet anywhere could be the person that transmits COVID-19 to you, or you may actually have COVID-19 and have mild symptoms or be asymptomatic and pass it on to the next person. And so one of the things that I would say to the regular person is remain vigilant, practice all the things that we've mentioned. While you might have mild symptoms, you may live with your mother, or you may live with your grandmother, or, you know, you may pass it on to somebody who does have comorbidities, and that person could get really sick and require hospitalization or even die in the process. So to everybody, COVID-19 is present. Let's not relax. Let's not stop doing all the things that we had been doing quite well in the beginning, because things can escalate really quickly. We have had the opportunity of seeing what it's like in other countries. We saw what happened in Italy. We've seen what's happening in South Africa. And we may still have an opportunity to change the trajectory for Zimbabwe if we as individuals take responsibility.
Well, folks, you heard it there from Chido Dzivachkwari, epidemiologist. Limzwile ngempela mthokazi omuhle uChido Dzivachkwari ubekhuluma phela okuningi mayelana ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Simbuze izinto eziningi ngempela, uthinte ludaba lokuthi ikakhulukazi kobulawayo, sebesithi idolobha lobulawayo is now a hotspot, kusho ukuthi umkhuhlane lo khanya ngani usumemetheka ngendlela emangalisayo kobulawayo. UChido Dzivachkwari uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi, lingesabi, qhubekelani phambili, liyenza lokhu okushiwo ngabo dokotela, besithi gqokani ama-mask, gezani izandla, gqokani ama-mask ngendlela eqondileyo. Hayi ukuthi uyayigqoka on your neck, kodwa gqoka uvale phela umlomo, bese uvala njalo your nose. Uthi gezani izandla, lisebenzisa isepa for at least 20 seconds. Lingakhohlwa phela zilokanda by at least 20 seconds. Siyazi vele ngempela ukuthi kobulawayo abantu bakhanya ngani babhekane ngodubo lokusolakala kwamanzi, kuthiwa uChido Dzivachkwari uyasho ngempela ukuthi ithuba likhona, you can use a hand sanitizer.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele, laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Na Chido Dzivachkwari, epidemiologist, nyanji munyadze zveutano angachibataka nyaya zviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pezvechirwere ichi checoronavirus. Now let's head over to more listeners. Let's hear what they have to say about what's happening in the country COVID related.
Yabingelela abasakazi labalaleli baka Studio 7. Ukumemetheka komkhuhlane lowu owe-coronavirus elizweni lakithi, ngibona ngani kubangela okunye ukuthi silwisana lezinto ezingayisizo, kedwa ukuthi silwisane lezinto eziyizo eziyenza kube lo mkhuhlane umemetheke ngalindlela. Ngoba mina engibona silwisana lakho, ngibona ngani silwisana lezinto eziseceleni, kanti kumele sikhangele ukuthi kati kubangelwa yini ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge kangaka. Kulokuthi silwisane lokunye okungalani lo mkhuhlane, kumele imizamo yonke kahulumende ngayiqondana lokulwisana lo mkhuhlane ngokwawo threat, but usiyalwisana lokusemaceleni. Nxa sikhangela lolu daba lwenkohlakalo ekhona elizweni lwesabika kakhulu, because thina abantu abatsha asitholi lutho. Abantu ababhenefithayo ngabantu abantwana bama-politicians, abantwana bama-ovethi. Ayinkohlakalo le inkulu kakhulu.
Sanibonani basakazi be-Studio 7, sanibonani balaleli. Ngimbono wami mina ngibona ehlelweni lokuthi khona umkhuhlane uyamemetheka, hhayi njengaseZimbabwe lapha kula mkhuhlane umemethekayo baqamba amanga ngoba bafuna ukuthi bevale izinto, kungabi ne-strike. Indlela kahulumende ozama ukuncindezela ngayo abantu. Bese sisiza lapha ehlelweni lokuthi khona uhulumende uyazama yena ukuthi aqede inkohlakalo elizweni. Ayikho inkohlakalo azoyiqeda ngoba inkohlakalo ikuye yena uhulumende wonke weZANU-PF. Uvele ukhohlakele, amaphoyisa akhona wonke akhohlakele. Kuyafana siyababona nasemabhoda lapha ngendlela abayenza ngakhona, abahlukumeza abantu, bafuna izimali ezingekho, imali ezingalancedo. bakhohlakile kakhulu laba bantu labo. Uhulumende weZANU-PF vele ukhohlakile wonke. Ngathi i-youth ingasukuma yonke ngezi-31 isukume yonke ithi no asafuni corruption. Konke abantu abadala labagcwele ephalamende kabaphume. I-youth ayisukume yonke impela esimeni sithi khona sisayifuni le corruption incindezela abantu abatsha kakhulu.
Chirongwa The Connection muineni Mike Hove mthwakazi muhle Zimbabwe muhle sithanda ukubonga wonke umlaleli that are sending ama voice notes. Siyabonga ngempela muri Zimbabwe. You just heard there from some of our listeners babe khuluma they were speaking in Ndebele highlighting their plight, highlighting there are concerns about what's happening in Zimbabwe that is COVID-related. But they also touched on another thing, which leads us to the second part of our discussion, the issue of corruption. Now, for those that do not know, over the past 2 weeks or so, we've been highlighting the planned protests for the 31st of July by opposition leaders, such as Mr. Jacob Ngarivume of Transform Zimbabwe. He is part of the committee that is actually planning these protests. He's the main force behind it. It's been approved by people such as Dr. Nkosana Moyo of APA, Alliance of People, APA, and Advocate Nelson Chamisa himself for MDC Alliance. Now, this protest has also been given the green light by youth-led organizations such as Zinasu that are saying that they are not part of the organizers of the protest, but they are definitely looking to partake in the protest on the 31st of July. Now, one of the things that people are discussing that is saying that is making them want to take to the streets of Zimbabwe is the fact that they feel as though Zimbabwe corruption has become very, very rampant in Zimbabwe. It's become a big, big, big problem. And so people decided, you know what? Corruption, they feel as though it's not being dealt with in the right way. They feel as though corruption is one of the reasons why, for example, the unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is so high because people don't want to come in and invest. We're going to hear more from Ashton Bumira, who is one of the people that speak on the issue of corruption and the 31st of July protests. But before we do so, let us head over to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, on the 11th of July, the whole African continent was celebrating what they call Africa Anti-Corruption Day. President Emmerson Mnangagwa gave a speech on this day whereby he was addressing the strides that Zimbabwe has made in terms of fighting corruption. Let's hear what President Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. The next clip that we're about to play is courtesy of a Zim Papers TV network. If you're looking to watch the full clip, you can catch it on their Facebook page. It's about 8 or 10 minutes. So let's head over to President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
At the advent of the Second Republic and upon my assumption of the office of president, my government prioritized the fight against corruption and declared zero tolerance to this vice. To this end, we continue evaluating progress in fighting corruption and have made several changes to legislation and adopted best practices. Specifically, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission was reconstituted and capacitated to better deliver on its mandate as outlined in our national constitution. In addition, we established 1, special anti-corruption courts, 2, a new special anti-corruption unity within my office, 3, enacted the Public Entities Corporate Governance Act, and 4, required cabinet members to declare their assets. The retraining and reorientation of personnel involved in the fight against corruption is ongoing. Enactment of the independent complaints mechanism is outlined in section 210 of our national constitution must be expedited. There is ample evidence of my administration's resolve to crack down on corruption and to improve work practices across the public sector towards enhancing accountability and transparency.
That was President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa. He gave a speech on the 11th of July, Anti-Corruption Day. The whole continent itself was touching on corruption, best way to deal with corruption. So you heard there from President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now let's head over to other listeners. Let's hear what they have to say about corruption in Zimbabwe, the current political scale, and of course, the protests for the 31st of July.
From Blawayo. Honestly, what is happening in the world about this corona pandemic, it's really painful. And what is really happening in Zimbabwe? Yes, people are dying. It's so sad. And, you know, we need prayers. But what is currently happening political-wise, it's so sad even more. Because, you know, we've heard about the arrest of Jacob Ngarivume. We've heard about the arrest of Hopewell Chinomona, you know. It's so painful because it's only in Zimbabwe where a person is arrested for speaking the truth or speaking against the government. You know, it's only in Zimbabwe whereby people speak something and become the enemy of the state. People have a right to demonstrate and speak whatever they want. Because speaking is because the government is failing to deliver on their promise, on their promises that they made during elections. So it's people's right to demonstrate peacefully.
All right, you just heard there from one of our listeners. They were highlighting their opinion on the current protests that are being planned for the 31st of July by the president of Transform Zimbabwe, Jacob Ngarivume. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, this protest has been given the green light by other opposition forces, youth-led organizations, and human rights activists that are all saying 31st of July, they're all taking to the streets. Now, let's head over to some of these people that are pro-government that are saying that, you know what, of the 31st, maybe Zimbabweans should stay at home and, of course, work alongside government in dealing with the issue of corruption. Let's head over to ZANU-PF youth member Munashe Mtutsa to hear what he has to say about the strides that government has made with regards to dealing with corruption. And, of course, he touches on the 31st of July protest.
Ukuthengisela kuyinto evunyelweyo elizweni leZimbabwe ngoba kusuka esisekelweni sombuso esika 2013 esithi sona kusection 59 wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukuthi atshengisele, wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukuthi ayenza kwenzayo njalo nxa ekwenza ngokuthula. Kodwa mina ngendlela engiyibona ngayo lawa amaplans akamhla ka 31 July ayize ngoba akuncedi ukuthi abantu beqalise ukuvumelana ukuthi bafuna ukungena emgwaqweni batshengisele. Khona amalanga adlulileyo nalawo esivela kiyo sibonile ukuthi ama positive cases abeloke esiba maningi abantu lokhu bebanjwa bele COVID, abantu abanye abavele South Africa, abanye abavele Botswana, abanye abavele kwamanye amazwe lokhu bebanjwa bele COVID. Kuhlanganisela ama local transmission sibonile ukuthi ase increasele indawo njengasebulawayo sile more than 400 cases. So siyabona ukuthi ngendlela esisikhona khona impila kahle zabantu zisendaweni enzima sibili. So ukuthi abantu beqasa ukulungiselela ukuthi bengene emgwaqweni mbona ngani kuyinto embi kakhulu ngoba bafuna ukubulalisa abantu ngomkhuhlane lo weCovid olokhu khona. ICovid ayilungiswa ngohulumende, iCovid ayilungiswa ngeZANU-PF, kodwa ngumkhuhlane okhona emazweni wonke. Siyabona okwenzakala eSouth Africa, siyakubona okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe, asikufuni ukwenzakala kwelakithi ngenxa nje yeze labantu ababona ngani ukugijima emgwaqweni kuyaguqula uhulumende. Ilizwe leZimbabwe elisebenza gadalala ukuthi silwisane ngendaba zonkohlakalo. Nxa sengikhuluma ngohulumende, ngikhulume njalo ngomongameli ubaba uMnangagwa, ngibona ngani usezamile ukulwisa indaba zonkohlakalo. Siyakubona ukuthi kulabantu abakhulu sibili abasebebotshwa, asebexotshwa emsebenzini, kuhlanganisela udokotela uMoyo obenguye uminister we-health, sibonele ukuthi uxotshiwe wakhitshwa esikhundleni ngendaba zonkohlakalo. Siyatshengisa ukuthi hayi, izinto ezenzwe elizweni sezitshengisa ukuthi ukulwa lenkohlakalo kuyinto ephambilini entweni zonke abazenzayo. Sibonile njalo ukuthi kathesi kulabantu ade betshontshi lento eHarare, sibonile ukuthi kulama investigations on that, sibonile ukuthi upresident ukhulumile njalo I think ngeviki edlulileyo ukuthi asafuni leyi abanye abayithi catch and release ukubamba umuntu umekele, but sesifuna ukuthi umuntu engabanjwa, indaba zankona zigwetshwe zihambe emaphepha emadaleni, zigwetshwe umuntu anikwe isijeziso esifaneleyo ngendlela ehambelana ngalokho yabe kwenzile. So ngendlela engibona ngayo, ngibona ngani umsebenzi uyenziwa sibili, kodwa kuningi kumele kwenzakale okuhlanganisela ukuthi umuntu lo otshontshayo kumele ithathelwe konke alakho, ngoba kunceda ukuthi lithi umuntu otshontshileyo watshontsha imali yelizwe wathenga into zakhe limjiye njalo lezinto zakhe, kumele zimthathelwe into zankona zihambe zibe under imali yelizwe zincedise ukwenza izinto ezingancedisa abantu abaningi njengamabhasi, izibhedlela lokudla.
All right, you just heard there from Menashe Mtutsa, ZANU-PF youth member. He was highlighting his opinion on the 31st of July protests and whether or not government is doing everything they can in the fight against, corruption. Is it even enough that they're doing well? Mtutsa highlights three different points. The first point he highlights, he says, as for the 31st of July protests, people should stay at home. People should work alongside government. Do not go out and protest. Why? Because as we speak, the nation is currently going through a process whereby they're fighting coronavirus. And so he's highlighting, he's saying, for those that are pushing people to go out and protest, you are trying to get people killed. Because he's saying that if you look at places like South Africa, if you look at places like America right now, the COVID numbers are high. People are dying in high numbers. And this is one of the things that triggers coronavirus, that makes the COVID numbers spike, is the fact that people meet in their large numbers. And so Mtutsa says, you know what, maybe people should not partake in the 31st of July protests. A second thing he highlights is, you know what, people must understand that coronavirus was not created by government, neither was it created by ZANU-PF. And so ZANU-PF and government are doing everything they can to ensure that Zimbabweans stay safe, to ensure that coronavirus doesn't spread in Zimbabwe. As for corruption itself, he touches on several different points. He says, in his opinion, as a ZANU-PF youth member, as a young Zimbabwean, he feels as though government is doing everything they can and they're on the right path in the fight against corruption. He gave examples of what recently happened with the former Minister of Health, Dr. Obadiah Moyo, who recently got fired from his position, from his post, due to allegations of him allegedly partaking in corruption. He also highlights how President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently gave a statement where he was also touching on the issue itself, that people are not satisfied with the issue of catch and release. According to Mtutsa, government is doing everything they can to ensure that that people themselves continue and that the issue of catch and release is no more. So those are the sentiments echoed by ZANU-PF youth member Menashe Mtutsa, who is based in Bulawayo as we speak. Now, before we head over to our interview with another youth gentleman who doesn't seem to share the same sentiments as Mtutsa, let's see some of the comments that you guys gave us on Facebook. Page Redu Re VOA Studio 7, we have a comment from Dan T. Rashai, who says, as for the protests themselves, a big no. Yes, the situation in Zimbabwe is in bad shape, but the issue of being told by someone is not acceptable. I'd rather do my own demo rather than being led by someone who wants to gain mileage. Never. Willard Masungo says, poor people think rich people and leaders owe them freedom. Mark Slayer says, what comes first is the noble course, and the cost to accomplish the course is not what matters. Paul said, I'm even ready to die than to fail to accomplish my assignment. Seems as though Mark Slayer is one of the people who is saying, aiwa, Muria Zimbabwe, ngatibudene wadwedu, tinoratizira. Last comment we'll read is by Last Teacher. He says, definitely I will protest. I don't mind the results, but I just want to see why ZANU-PF is afraid of protests. And unochikire kuenda kugata kana usiri muroyi. Aiwa tinotenda mkoma. Last mkicho nemaondro enyu. So now, Mure Zimbabwe, let's head over to the interview that we had with Ashton Bumira, the director of Youth Forum Zimbabwe. We talk about corruption. We talk about a report that they recently released that deals with corruption, that talks about the extent at which corruption has spread in Zimbabwe and more. Let's head over to the interview with Ashton Bumira.
So from the research we did at the you know, young people, or even, you know, even the older women and also men, they were very clear to say at the moment here in Zimbabwe, with this administration, there is clear lack of political will in terms of, you know, tackling corruption. They said what they see, you know, happening is ministers, they get arrested. At the end of the day, they are not convicted. Even the monies which are stolen, they are not being recovered. We see that, you know, what is happening is just rhetoric. The government, you know, it's sort of they are doing public relations. They want the world to believe that, you know, this new dispensation is serious on tackling corruption. But what we are seeing every day is actually the opposite. Because, for example, if you look at the case of the Minister of Health, Obadiah Moyo, you can actually see that, you know, he was not alone. There are other individuals who were part and parcel of those transactions. But most of them, no one has been arrested. And even if you see how the minister went to court, how he was treated, it was actually different from what we used to see, especially with opposition, you know, leaders, the way they are treated. So, you know, I think in terms of seriousness, in terms of, you know, political will, you know, it's lacking. And even our judiciary, it actually seems as if the judiciary is captured. They cannot do anything.
But Mr. Mumira, just to play devil's advocate for 1 second here, some might argue the judiciary itself is a standalone. It has government has no influence over the judiciary and the things that are passed by the judiciary. And so some might argue that government does their part by getting these people arrested, and it is now up to the courts to decide whether or not these people are guilty. And so why should the reflections of these cases that are still pending be a reflection of whether or not government is not doing their part in dealing with corruption?
Yeah, thank you very much for your question, Ms. Aoi. I think what you need to understand about our politics, about the regime in Zimbabwe, ours is a competitive authoritarian regime. It's dual in nature. So outside the world, you view like the judiciary like it's independent. You see the parliament like it's independent. But I think those are the characteristics of a competitive authoritarian regime. It's brutal, but, you know, one or two ways it tries to, you know, to portray that picture that it is democratic. If you are to, you know, pay attention to what has been happening recently with the amendment number 2 of the Constitution, you actually see beyond any reasonable doubt how the regime wants power. The president wants to appoint all judges. The president wants to be involved in each and every, you know, thing which happens here in Zimbabwe. So to say that, you know, if a case then goes to the judiciary, it's up to them, I think that would be a fallacy. What is happening at the moment in Zimbabwe, the judiciary is captured beyond any reasonable doubt. The judgments which they issue, you know, they are not independent of the political situation here in Zimbabwe. So I think with that, I can tell you, we still have a long way to go in terms of making sure that our state institutions are strong and independent and are able to, you know, discharge their duties without, you know, outside interference from, you know, politicians, especially.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wabumira Tombubata Nyai Nerurimi Ramai. Maka Pakuburita reports Rubata Nyai Zohori Munyeka. Tapa kubata nyai ya Dr. Obadiah Moyo yekuti akabva kutsingwa. Mungati nemaundiro enyu hurumende iri kushanda nemazvo here mukugadzirisa nyaya yehori?
Maonero edu isusu panyaya yehori tinoona sekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuda kungotibata kumeso. Hapana chinobatika chairi kuita. Tikuona kuti vakuru vatungamiriri vedu havana hanya nekupedza hori. Ndinodaro nekuti mukada kutarisa kubva kumashure makurukota ehurumende ese akambosungwa. Hapana mumwe kana zvake akambopuwa mutongo, hapana kana mumwe zvake akambonzi akadzora mari yaakange atora. So zvese zviri kuitika izvo, semaonero edu isusu tinoona sekuti kutungana kwembudzi, hapana zvine maturo zvinobuda pane zviri kuitika izvo. Tinoona sekuti hurumende yatinayo pane zvino, vese vari muhurumende maoko avo haana kuchena. Saka zvakadaro havakwanisi kudhobhonyora nyaya dzidzi nezvewori dzine kuti nyaya idzi dzinongopedzisira dzotopinda mumisha dzavo, dzotopinda mumisangano yavo, dzobata-bata nepasingade kubatwa. Saka zvatiri kuona zvichiitika ndezvekuti nyaya idzi dziri kuti dzikaenda kumatare edzimhosva, hapana chinobatika chiri kubuda, nyaya idzi dziri kuzongofa.
Kune nyanzvi dzinoti pane ukama huripo pakati penyaya yehuori uyezve nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika. Ndakambowanawo mukana wekukurukura nevechidiki vazhinji, vamwewo vanoita nyaya dzehuori. Ivo vanoti aiwa, hongu chivimbo chiripo chekuti huori hupere, asi sezvo munyika musina mabasa, ivo vari kuona kunge zviri nani vaite munyaya dzehuori pane kuti vave nenzara. Imi muri kuzvionawo seizvi?
Isusu maonero edu ndekuti munyika muno kuti munge mune mabasa, tinofanha nge kune vanhu vanouya vane mari dzavo vachivhura makambani anoita kuti vechidiki kunyanya vange vachiwana mabasa. Asi ndoda kuti ndikuudze ndichiti nyika yedu pasi rose inozikanwa, yakaiswa panhamba yepamusorosoro yekuzikanwa kuita zveuori. Izvozvo zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti ani naani zvake anenge achida kuuya munomu kuti ange achivhura kambani yake anotya, anopedzisira asingachauye, because anenge achiziva kuti akauya paanenge achida kuvhura kambani yake vakuru vanenge vachida mari nerwekuseri, vachida mari dzeuori. Zvino hakuna munhu ane mari yake angauya achivhura mabhizimusi munyika inenge yakadaro. Zvazvinoreva manje ndezvekuti nekuda kwehuori hunenge huchiitika, zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti isusu vechidiki tichangoramba tichitambudzika, bhoza hapana ani nani zvake anogona kuuya nemari yake achidira munyika medu muno kuti avhure makambani, nekuti anenge achiziva kuti mari yake iyoyo haina zvainoshanda because huori hwakawanda.
Hold on for one second, Vabumira. Let me just translate what you said for our Ndebele listeners, and then we'll wrap up our conversation in English. Yebo kambisi lukandaba, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Kuhlelo silomnumzana umnumzana uBumira, uAshton Bumira, wenhlanganiso ejonge ukuthuthukisa abatsha elizweni. Ngisandokumbuza uAlex, uAshton Bumira, mayelana ngalolu daba lwenkohlakalo elizweni. Yena uyavuma ngempela ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo selubharile elizweni, selukhanya ngani seluyahlupha. Ngimbuzi ngempela ngathi sisanda ukubona phela uhulumende uDr. Obadiah Moyo usanda ukuboshwa, njalo usexotshiwe phela esikhundleni sakhe sokuba Minister of Health. Yena uthi hayi, ngempela yebo bayashayela uhulumende ihlombe, kodwa akusizi njalo abakuthakazelele khonokho ngenxa yokuthi bathi kuya tshengisa ngempela ukuthi uhulumende usezama lokhu okuthiwa yi-catch and release, ukuthi bayabopha abantu bebachiya, bayabopha abantu bebachiya. Imali lezi ezithiwa sezitshontshiwe amamiliyoni lawa kuthiwa akula, not even 1 cent that has been returned. Ngimbuzile ngempela ngathi siyezwa phela ingcwethi kwezombusazwe, bona bathi kukhanya ngani there's a relationship phakathi kodaba lwenkohlakalo njalo udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. Ngambuza ngathi njengoba kula bantu abasakhulayo abaningi ababona ngani ngcono bakwenze lokho okwenkohlakalo than ukuthi bafe ngendlala ngenxa yokuthi akula misebenzi elizweni, ngimbuzile ngathi yena ukubona njani lokhu. Yena wathi hhayi, abatsha kumele batshintshe umbono lowo ngenxa yokuthi akusizi lutho nxa abantu sebelokhu beqhubekela phambili betshontshe izimali lezi ezibuyayo zamadona, kuthiwa eventually indaba le eyama-investments elizweni hhayi khanya ngani there will be less investment elizweni. Bubira, let's wrap up our conversation here. I was reading more about your study, and it was talking about corruption and how it erodes political and economical opportunities for citizens. What is the direct effect of corruption on Zimbabwean youth?
Yeah, thank you very much, for your question. What I can say is, you know, as a result of corruption at the moment here in Zimbabwe, we don't have investors who are willing to come and invest and open up businesses. You know, when investors come and open up businesses, what it means, number one, it means, you know, the government is going to get more revenue in terms of taxes. You know, when the government gets more revenue in terms of taxes, it means the government actually have more income, you know, to run social programs. Number two, when we have investors, what it means is there are opportunities for young people, job opportunities. So the relationship between, you know, corruption and the current predicament of young people who are unemployed is very clear. Corruption, you know, it thrives in a country where there is no rule of law. So what it means is no investor is willing to come here in Zimbabwe and invest millions of dollars here because the government, the government is corrupt. And the government is also not serious in terms of, you know, tackling corruption.
All right. Ashton Bumira, the director of Youth Forum Zimbabwe, they recently released a report on corruption in Zimbabwe and how rampant it is. If you're looking to access that, feel free to add Ashton on Facebook, Ashton Bumira, and he should be able to provide you with more details as to how to get that report. Sakandiyonye tatinayo nasi muchironga muri Zimbabwe nyaya ye worry anzi worry unenge wanetsa munyika ilo lutaba besilando namhla kuhlelo besithinta udaba lo lwe inkohlakalo elizweni sisanda ukukhuluma lo Ashton Bumira wenhlanganiso ye Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. Before we wrap up our conversation, let's head over to our last set of listeners. Let's hear what they have to say about the protests and the issue of corruption.
Maonera angu nepfungwa dzangu inini kuratidzira hakuna kuipa nokuti iyo hurumende yacho iyoyo haina kumbogara yakoshesa kupararira kwechirwere kwecoronavirus.
Inini zita rangu ndinoitwa Ridhuve, ndiri kuCape Town, South Africa. Inini ndinoshungurudzwa nevana veZimbabwe. Tiri kupopota pamasocial media hatina kana imwe action yatiri kuita. Ndosaka tichizonzwa vamunangagwa vachitaura kuti zvakangofana nemwa inohukura nzou inofamba. Because hatina action, tinongopopota pamasocial media. Munangagwa ngabve, hurumende yeZANU-PF ngaibve. But hatina action kana imwe plan yatinoita kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF ibve, tiri vana veZimbabwe. Saka zvibatsiri kupopota pamasocial media tisina chokuita. Because kutaura chokwadi chachacho, nyika yedu yaparara. Muda kwa hurumende yeZANU-PF. Kati vandofunga tichifungidzira ichabva nemasocial media here kana kuti ichabva nekuda kwei tichikona kubatana toita chinhu chimwe. Ndatenda zvangu.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
You just heard there from our listeners, he was saying they were giving their inputs on the protests themselves. The first caller highlighted how dissatisfied they feel, and they feel as though government doesn't respect the COVID-related rules, and so why should they? The second caller himself is urging listeners, all Studio 7 listeners, he's saying that the issue of just speaking on social media warriors, Ray Dube says, don't be a social media warrior. Don't be that guy who complains on social media and does nothing about it. Ray Dube is urging everybody, if you're dissatisfied, he says, do something about it. Now, whether that means go out and protest on the 31st or not, he doesn't say. Ashton Bumira highlights another thing in our conversation. Unfortunately, we couldn't play the full interview. He says, protesting on the 31st is not the only one to bring about, only way to bring about change. Yes, some people can go out and protest. However, others find other ways to bring about the change. Figure out what needs to be done after the 31st of July. On the 1st, what do we do next to ensure that that change you're asking for is brought about? Sesifikile maphethelo enohlelo lwethu lalamhlanje muri yeZimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nyaya dzatachibata nhasi muchirongwa coronavirus uyezve nyaya yeuori munyika. As we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, just an update, over 1,700 COVID-related cases in Zimbabwe, over 1,700 people tested positive for coronavirus, 26 dead, and 472 have recovered. As we speak, over 100,000 tests have been done in the country, 61,351 RDT, and 41,000 940 were PCR. I highlighted how, based on past conversations with other medical experts, this seems to be a good thing because they were urging government. They were saying, Hurumende, Hurumende, Hurumende needs to start placing more emphasis on PCR than RDT because PCR is more accurate. We have come to the end of our program. Let's meet same time, same place. Studio 7. Lapa emsakazweni Studio 7. Here on the Studio 7 Voice of America. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.